Now, this is the Allen Hills one. It was the last one on that list, and it is about the size of a large potato. It's 2 kilograms. It's green, except it's black here where there's a fusion crust which formed during the atmospheric entry. That meteorite then, although it was only identified as a Mars meteorite a couple years ago, it was found in 1984. And what happened is it spent 10 years in Houston in a cabinet, and it, because it had been misidentified as another kind of meteorite, a diogenite, which is probably a piece of an asteroid, perhaps Vesta. And so in 1994, a scientist at Johnson, David Mittelfeldt, got it out and made a thin section of it and got some other diogenites, and he wanted to study diogenites. So he looked at all these, and he looked at this one, and he said, that's not a diogenite. It just doesn't match diogenites. And he was about to push it back in the cabinet, forget about it, when he suddenly realized that the characteristics of this were like a bunch of meteorites called SNCC meteorites, which became later known to be the Mars meteorites. So it was discovered by chance to be a Mars meteorite only 2 years ago. Now, what do we know about it? It's been age-dated. It formed in 4.5 billion years ago. It was part of the very early crust of Mars. And it's a volcanic rock, an igneous rock, and it's mainly the mineral orthopyroxene, which is iron, magnesium silicate. It contains some strange carbonates in it, which I'll talk about more. These carbonates were not part of the original rock, but rather they came in to some cracks in the rock on Mars, but between 1 and 3.6 billion years ago. That date is awfully fuzzy, and people are trying to firm that up. This date we know quite well. It was blasted off of Mars 16 million years ago. It landed in Antarctica 13,000 years ago based on radiocarbon information. So we have a pretty good history of this rock. Now, as people started looking at it, when it was broken open, sometimes along what appeared to be pre-existing cracks in it, we saw, and other people saw, these little orangey-looking things. They're only about a quarter millimeter, half a millimeter. These turned out to be carbonate. And if we look at them a little more closely, they're hard to get good pictures of, but they're orange. That's probably about a third of a millimeter across there. But all of them have a characteristic rim to them, which is black, white, and black. And we see that repeated on this one, black, white, and black. And what are these? What's going on here? So that was one of the questions that we had. When we looked at a lot of these, we see that many of them are pancake-shaped like this, and this is the orange carbonate. Carbonate is a calcium carbonate, is a carbonate, for example. That is mineral calcite, or limestones, or carbonates. It's a very common mineral on the Earth. So, furthermore, it is unusual in volcanic rocks. It's almost never found in volcanic rocks. So it's clearly a later addition to the rock. So anyway, we looked at these, and this is an electron microscope view of one of those broken surfaces showing the carbonate globules, orange with the complicated rim. And notice there are a bunch of little baby ones here too, which appear to be mostly rim without much orange in the center of them. So these were very curious, and so the first thing we did was ask ourselves, how do these form? What do they mean?